We continue our learning Le'ilanush, Master Abi Ben Achim, Rishon Chaim Yaakov, Mivinei Chosaliyah. We are in Yom Perek Vav, Mishnah Hey. Al Kol Sukkah V'Sukkah, Omrim Lo Harei Mazon V'Harei Mayim. This is the Ishiti who's bringing the Seir La'Azazel to the Tzuk, to the cliff. And it's a, we spoke about the fact that they had 10 booths, and he would, and there would be people in the booths who were there who would escort him each to the next sukkah, and they would say to him, "We have mazon, we have food, and we have water." And the halacha is in the Rambam writes, a quote from the Rambam: "Shim kashal kocho v'tarach lechol ochel." If he becomes weak and he really needs to eat, we allow him to eat. The Bryce, however, says, and I quote: "Me'olam lohutzrach adam lekach." No one ever needed it. Ela she'eno domeh misha yeshlo pas besalo lemisha ein lo pas besalo. But nonetheless, you can't compare someone who has literally his bread in his basket to one who does not. The fact that he had the potential to eat, and we're offering him food and water, so that was sufficient to ease the difficulty. The fact that he's fasting and it's a hot day and he's going on this long walk, so he has pas besalo. No one ever actually needed to eat. No ish et needed to eat on his way to throw the Seir La'Azazel. Then Mishnah says umalavin oh. So misukkah lesukkah, the distance we mentioned in the previous shir, that there was a mill, 2,000 amos between one sukkah and another, which is tchum Shabbos, enough you can walk one to the other and not beyond. Chutz me'achrona shebahen, except the last sukkah, she'enu magia imo letzuk. The escort from the last one could not bring him all the way to the tzuk, to the cliff, to the Azazel area. Why? Because it was 2 mil away, to approximately 2 kilometers, 4,000 amos, and that is double. That's beyond the Trum Shabbos. Ela omed merachok. So he would malava him at a mil, and then he would stand at the end of the Trum, Varos Masav, and he would see what he was doing from a distance. So that Tosus Yontif says, why don't they make 11 sukkos? So then the answer is because then we couldn't call it an Eretz Gezerah. Eretz Gezerah sounds like it's a faraway land. Gezerah really is the way some of the Mefarshim explained. Gezerah means it's sharp. It's something that's cut up literally. So it's Ligzor means to cut. So it's a very sharp, rocky area. So, but the fact that it's Eretz, a faraway place, shows you that they obviously, he has to go there on his own. And therefore, they didn't make 11 sukkos for that purpose. Perek, Vav, Mishnah, Vav, Mehaya, Ose. So what the person who brought this Seir, when he got to the cliff, what would he do? So Cholek, Lashem, Shel Zahoris. So what he does is he takes that thread, the red thread, that was the Kohen Gadol tied between the Karaim, between the horns of the Seir La'Azazel, and he splits it in two. Chetzeo Kasha B'Sela, half of it he ties onto a rock, that he's able to see a rock right there at the top of the cliff. V'chetzeo Kasha Ben Shtei Karnov. And the other half he tied between the two horns of the Seir La'Azazel. U'dechafo l'acharav. And then he pushed it backwards, over whom is Galgal v'Yorein, and it went down, tumbled down the mountain. And the Mishnah says, V'lo hoya magia l'chatzi ahar, achenasa evarim evarim. By the time it got, it didn't even get halfway down, it was already broken up into limbs, into pieces. So now, why is it that he's splitting this? Why can't he just leave it on the Seir La'Azazel between the horns? Because we want him to be able to see if that red wool, that red thread turns white. So we want it to be right in front of him. So he ties it, part of it on a sella, on a rock right in front of him. Why doesn't he tie the whole thing on the rock? So the concern is that maybe he's going to, if it turns white immediately, even before they throw they cast the Seir La'Azazel off, they already got kapar, he's going to be so happy, he's not even going to finish the avoda of tossing it off the cliff. Or maybe he'll think that the avod is over. He may not need to cast it off. And therefore, he had to split it in half. Half would remain, half he remained on the Seir La'Azazel itself, and half was on a sella. Okay, and then went all the way down. Then, above, Yashav lo tachas sukkah achrona. So after he pushed the Seir off, he went back to the last sukkah, and he sat there, ad shetechshach, till it got dark, till Yom Kippur was over. Then he would go, then he could walk back to the city. Now, the halacha is that someone who leaves the tchum, even if he leaves with the chachamim's permission, he only has 2,000 amos from where he is. So really, he should not be able to walk back to the last sukkah, because his last sukkah is 2 mil from where he is, and the mitzvah is over. Nonetheless, the Chachamim said that they allowed him to go back 2 mil, 4,000 amos, to the last sukkah because of the sakana of waiting around in the midbar until it gets dark. If wild animals, not a safe place to be. And the general halacha is, if you leave, learn an erev, and you leave the tchum, if you left the mezid, you should not have left. You only have dalat amos from where you are till Shabbos is over. But if you leave with permission, you have 2,000 amos. But here, even 2,000 amos would not get him back from the tzuk, from the cliff, to the last sukkah, but the chachamim allowed it anyway. At what point does his begadim become tame? Now, why is it becoming tame? So the Chumash says it does. It says, this person who has this mission of tossing it off, he's putting them in the mikvah, obviously become tame. He has to go to the mikvah as well. You can only come back to the machane after he goes to mikvah, his clothing goes to mikvah. So at what point is he mitame begadim? So you have a machlokas, says the Tanakama, mi sheyetze chutz l'chomas Yerushalayim, on his way out to the midbar. Once he leaves the wall of the city of Yerushalayim, that's when he becomes tame. Why? Because the pasuk says, v'mishaleach, etc., yichabes begadav. So who's the mishaleach? The mishaleach is a person who starts this mission. This mission begins when he leaves the wall of the city. Rabbi Shimon Omer, no. Mishastichi yasol tzuk. When is he become tame begadim? When is the begadim become tame? Only when he tosses it off the cliff. Why? Because it says Hamishaleach, that's true, but it says Hamishaleach Esasir La'azazel. So when he does his mission and he brings it La'azazel, at that moment, Azazel, according to Rashi and Rabban, from the word Az, which means hard or sharp, strong, so that's at the point that's when he becomes the Mishaleach La'azazel, that Yichabes Begadav. But we don't follow the opinion of Rabbi Shimon. We assume like the Tanakama, La'halacha, that is mitame begadim right at the beginning when he leaves the walls of Yerushalayim.